Okay, welcome back to the Daf Yomi. We're Daf Kuf Lamed Hey and Shabbos. Lo Safek Dochet Shabbos. We know that Safek won't Dochet Shabbos either, or Lo Sovade Dochet Shabbos. Gemara talks about more about androgynous and that type of sugya of Safek and Vaday. Rabbi Shimon ben Yo'eloza says Lo Nechlu Beit Shammai Beis Hillel Al Nola Krumol Shetzarich Lataf Men Adam Beis, that you have to let a little blood from him. Because it's Orla Kavushahi, because we assume there's a little concealed foreskin. They argue about a Gershonis Geyer when he's Mol, a convert who converts, who had a Mila. Do you need to be Tzarech Lahatif Men Adam Bris? Beis Hillel says, Ain Tzarech Lahatif Men Adam Bris. We paskin that we do Hatafas Dam Bris. When a circumcised Gentile converts to Judaism, a drop of blood is drawn from him. Then he goes into the mikvah, and that's what happens there. A child born after 8 months is like a stone with regard to the lachas of mukta and is prohibited to move him, but his mother could bend over the child and nurse him due to the danger that it'll cause her to get sick. The Gemara engages in a sugya of shivcha v'nisabra. One takes a maidservant and she gets pregnant by him, v'yalda. When do you do bris milah? What's the status? One key phrase here, it's good to know for Shas, says Kinyan Aperis, Lavka Kinyan Aguftami. Kinyan Peris, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Baba Basar 136a argue as to whether buying fruits that will be produced, meaning the fruits of a tree or the slaves to which a maidservant will give birth, gives the owner of the fruits a certain amount of halakhic ownership in the objects that bore the fruits. The Brisa says that a baby born after 8 months of gestation is not considered to be viable, and therefore it's mukta and also to be handled in Shabbos. This halacha applied today. So Tosfos ben Shimon says this halacha does not apply today for two reasons. First, we're not knowledgeable enough to know whether the baby was born after 8 months or after 9 months of gestation. And the halacha is that when we're in doubt whether a baby was born after 8 months or 9 months, we treat him like a nine-month baby. Second, even if we would know for certain that the baby is born after 8 months, the Gaon of Vilna teaches the baby is not considered viable only when its hair and fingernails are not completely developed. That's a simon that the baby is not physically complete. If the baby is clearly fully developed, even if it's born after 8 months, it's considered to be alive. It's viewed as a seven-month baby that was born in the eighth month after stalling a few days in the womb. Therefore, a baby born even in the eighth month is considered to be alive unless it's obviously not fully developed. And that's the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. Only when a baby born after 8 months has obvious signs of incomplete development, it's forbidden for handling on Shabbos. Mr. Brewer has a different opinion, name of the Vilna Gaon. It's in Simon. Where is that? That would be Shin Lamed, Sif Katan Lamed. Now, the Gemara discusses the requirement to perform Hatafas Dam Bris for a person who circumcised while he was a Nachri, before he converted, and for a baby who was born with no Orla. What's the halacha there? So Tosfos says that it appears logical that in both cases, Hatafas Dam Bris is not necessary. He bases it on the words of Rav, who argues with Shmuel, and says the halacha follows Tanakama's version of Beis Hillel's opinion. According to Tanakama, Beis Hillel says that a baby born circumcised does not need a Hatafas Dam Bris, and therefore a convert certainly does not need a Hatafas Dam Bris, because the requirement of Hatafah of a baby is more strict than the requirement for a convert. The Bahag says that a baby born with no Orla does not need Hatafas Dam Bris, as Tosu says, because we follow Rav. But a convert who was already circumcised does need Hatafah. And the Bahag bases his psak on the Gemara in Yavamas 46b. And this ruling seems to contradict the logic of the Gemara here, which implies that a convert needs Hatafah to a lesser degree than a baby born with no Orla. Tosus in the name of Rabbi Shimshon explains that logically a Hatafas Dam Bris should be necessary for both a circumcised Nachri who converts and a baby born with no Orla. But the Tanakhama learns in the word Orloso that not only is Hatafas Dam Bris not performed on Shabbos, but it's not required all for a baby with no Orla. But that reverses only to a baby and not to a convert. Another suggestion, Tosus Yeshanim to Yavamas, says the convert must perform some sort of action to show that he's entering Hashem's covenant, while a baby born no Orla is already a full-fledged Jew, and even the fulfillment, without the fulfillment of an act of Mila, so he does not need to perform an act of circumcision. The Rif and the Rambam, Paskin Eboch, the Nachri who was circumcised and a baby born with no Orla, you do a Tanfas Dam Bris. And the Kesef Mishnah says that's based on the opinion of Rav Lazer, HaKafar, who says that Beis Hillel holds that both need a Tanfas Dam Bris. The Rambam, Hilchas Mila, says that no blessing is recited when a Tav is performed on the convert. And if the Rambam rules like Rav Lazer Kafar, why shouldn't you make a brachas? The Ran says the Rambam does not categorically rule like Rabbi Elazar Kafar, rather he's in doubt who the halacha follows. So he says you do the pricking out of doubt, but no bracha is said. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that a baby born with no orla needs a tafas dam bris, and the Shach says there's no bracha recited unless there seems to be some tightly pressed orla that's difficult to discern. Similarly, with regard to a convert, the Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rambam that a convert needs a tafa, but no blessing is going to be recited.